It would be difficult to imagine a more thoroughly Viennese musician than Willy Boskovsky. He was born there in 1909, studied at the Vienna Academy of Music, and later served as concertmaster of the Vienna Philharmonic for over 40 years, beginning in 1936. As a conductor, he frequently led his orchestra's beloved New Year's concert and eventually became music director of Vienna's Johann Strauss Orchestra. For me, though, Boskovsky's crowning achievements were his sublime recordings of a composer from Salzburg and another from Bonn, Germany. We'll hear two examples played from the original London LPs on this Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell. Beethoven was clearly obsessed with the theme from the final movement of his Eroica Symphony. He also used it as the basis for a piano piece, the Eroica Variations, and it shows up in his ballet The Creatures of Prometheus. Some believe the theme first appeared in an unpretentious set of 12 country dances that Beethoven put together toward the end of 1801. But Beethoven biographer Barry Cooper insists the ballet came first. Well, no matter. The dances are a pure delight, especially in this colorful and lively rendition by Willy Boskovsky and his Vienna Mozart Ensemble. 12 Contra Dances by Beethoven. Our featured artist, Vili Boskovsky, led the Vienna Mozart Ensemble from a London LP called Beethoven Dances and Romances. Anthony Hopkins made me buy this next record. No, not that Anthony Hopkins. This Anthony Hopkins was a composer, musicologist, and prominent BBC radio broadcaster in the 1960s. One day he presented Mozart's charming Divertimento No. 2 on his radio show. Well, I ran to the record store and bought this London Stereo Treasury LP and was utterly shocked when I put it on the turntable and heard completely different music coming out of my speakers. I have no idea why there are two pieces with the same title in Mozart's catalog, but both are utterly delightful. This Divertimento No. 2 boasts some incredibly intricate writing for the French horns, which was probably all but unplayable on the valveless instruments of Mozart's day. Fortunately, Maestro Boskovsky and the Vienna Mozart Ensemble chose to perform these pieces on modern instruments with this spectacular result.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mozart's Divertimento No. 2, Vili Boskovsky and the Vienna Mozart Ensemble on the Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell. Beloved conductor Gennady Rozhdestvensky has died at age 87. We'll sample some of the best of his early LPs on our next Analog Masters podcast, including this one. March from The Love for Three Oranges by Prokofiev. The late Gennady Rozhdestvensky led the Moscow Radio Symphony from an Angel Melodia LP. Next time, the first podcast in our Russian Ties series, featuring Rozhdestvensky's Prokofiev. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.